unbelievable. I couldn't begin to mention how many and give you all the titles. But one has been turned in to a musical. It is Carrie, and it is going to be performed coming up this weekend. And joining us right now is Laurel Schussler, and she is the Student Public Relations Director. And thank you so much for joining us here, Laurel. I appreciate it here at KFGO.
Thank you so much.
So, are you a big Stephen King fan, by the way?
Honestly, I have to say that I haven't read any of his books. I may have read a short story or two, but my mother is actually a very big fan, and I remember looking at her books as a kid and being scared just looking at the covers of them.
Well, this really surprised me when I saw the note that this was coming up this weekend, because I never even realized how anybody could possibly put a Stephen King novel into a musical. Is this something that has been going around, or are we developed it here in Fargo-Moorhead?
The Carrie the musical, it's been out since 1980s.
Well, that's what I meant. It's been around quite a while.
Yeah, it has. And then there was a revival on Broadway, I believe, in 2012. And that got a little bit better response than in the 80s. So it's been around for a while. It's just very unrecognized.
Did you see the movie?
I have. I have seen the Sissy Spacek version and then also the remake that just came out this last year.
I did not make it to that. Scott, did you get to the remake?
I did not.
I did not. How was the remake?
I actually enjoyed the remake. Obviously, the original one, I think, was way better, but I quite enjoyed the remake.
There is a lot of, what's the term I'm looking for? This, by the way, this is going to be the Gady stage. I don't think I mentioned that yet over in the Moorhead State. And I think I forgot to mention that this has a lot of, well, psycho moving things with your mind, if you know what I mean. I bet that was a difficult part of putting this production together.
Yes, it was. We actually partnered with the engineering department on campus, and we had to work out some cool ways to make some things move and do all these tricks.
Did it take a while before they finally got that down? Did it take the way you liked it, the way they think the crowd will buy it, for lack of a better term?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, our costume designer and our set designer, he's just the set designer, he was saying that there were so many things that he planned out in the beginning that he had to change because they weren't quite working the way he wanted to.
Oh, really?
And yeah, and even tonight I saw them working on another trick that they hadn't quite gotten right just because, you know, those technical difficulties that they have.
I would imagine because of the technical difficulties, you're not going to see everything that was in the movie on the stage.
Yes.
That's interesting. Let me ask you, too, when you put a cast together for this, did you get a lot of, first of all, people who wanted to be a part of this? Because this, I would think, would be a very difficult play to put on a stage, this musical.
It's very interesting how it's written to be put on stage. And we actually had a lot of new people come audition for the show, especially from the film department on campus, that were interested in being in it, because, you know, Carrie started off as the book and then the movies.
It's a true story, by the way, in case folks don't realize this, but I once interviewed a gal by the name of Christina Baker Klein. She's an author, and she once babysat for Stephen King.
That's funny.
And when she was babysitting for Stephen King, apparently they found the manuscript of Carrie in the garbage. Stephen had given up, went back to work at the laundry. And his wife, Tabitha, says, "No, you got to keep working at it, honey. You got to keep doing this. This is what you want to do." Pulled it out of the garbage. He reworked it. And now we've got Carrie. Of course, an absolute legend. Absolute legend. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a couple of interesting performances, too, because you've got a special prom night coming up, right?
Yes, we do. That will take place on Friday, May 2nd. It will start at about 7 o'clock. We have a special deal. If you come wearing your prom attire, whatever that may be, you can get $5 off your ticket. And we will also have a fun little balloon arch for a photo opportunity. And there will be drawings for prom king and queen with some really fun prizes.
We should probably, because I went ahead of myself here, forgive me this, Laurel, but we should probably tell the folks the plot of this play. How are things running here? What's going on in this play?
All right. So Carrie White is a misfit. At school, she's an outcast who's bullied by the popular crowd and virtually invisible to everyone else. At home, she's at the mercy of her loving but cruelly overprotective mother. But Carrie's just discovered she's got a special power, and if pushed too far, she's not afraid to use it.
Telekinetics, that's the word I was looking for.
Telekinetics, yep.
This movie, by the way, you've compared the two, this movie with the play. As far as the parts are concerned, for who's playing Carrie, and I know Piper Laurie was the mother, I mean, do you think the kids had to sit down, or the folks, I should say, sit down? Did they examine this movie, or did they put it all to their own type of twist to their part?
I know that a lot of the cast members look towards the book more than the movies for inspiration for their characters, and they definitely had to pull some new things out of themselves, especially for Carrie and Margaret White, who is her mother. Those two actresses really had to dig in deep and get into the inner minds of Carrie and Margaret.
A lot of folks know the characters. Let's go through the cast. Tell me who's in the cast for Carrie the musical.
All right. Well, we have Kate Arness as Carrie White, Anne Brown as Margaret White, Annie Hart as Sue Snell, Billy Schnazzi as Tommy Ross, Jamaica Meyer is Chris Harkinson, the kind of the villain of the story. And Andrew Jacobson is Billy Nolan, who is Chris Harkinson's boyfriend. Annabelle Strickland-Peck is Miss Gardner. Mikey Johnson as Mr. Stevens. And we have a long list of people who are in the ensemble who have character names as high school students.
Is it tougher to put on a musical compared to just a straight play with no music?
I would say that depends on what show you're doing. Being an actress myself, I've been involved in straight plays and musicals here. Musicals definitely have a different challenge because of the music, and you need to get the band ready backstage with mics, and all the actors need to learn their parts, and then putting the sound out there with mics. It can get quite challenging, where a straight play, there isn't that challenge of the musicians and singing.
Say, Laurel, we're going to take just a brief break here. I'm not going to keep you much longer. I'm going to give the folks an opportunity to get a piece of paper and a pencil handy so we can tell them all about the show times and also the ticket prices. We'll give them the chance to do that, and then we'll come right back and we'll do her, okay?
All right, perfect.
Laurel Schussler from the MSUM, and they're producing the musical Carrie. She'll be back with us in just a moment here on KFGO. 90 KFGO. Laurel Schussler is our special guest, the student publicity director over at MSUM, and they are presenting Carrie, the musical, which is coming up. By the way, I forgot to mention, Craig Ellingson is the director for this, correct?
Yes, he is.
And Craig is, by the way, I tried to call Craig today, says he's on sabbatical for 2011 and 2012. He might want to update his phone.
I will let him know.
Tell us what goes into, as far as directing is concerned, something like this. I imagine he's got to put in a ton of hours for this performance, huh?
Yeah, I can't even imagine what his brain is like during directing mode. He really takes on a project at like by the horns and full charge into it, and he's got such great ideas. Honestly, I was pretty skeptical about doing Carrie when I first heard that we were going to produce it, but I've been to their rehearsals and have seen the show, and they've really put on a wonderful show. It's more than I thought it was going to be. So he really had that challenge of taking this play that didn't do well on Broadway, and it's a horror movie. Like, how do you make a musical out of a horror movie? And he really turned it around, I think. I think it's great.
That's an excellent point. How in the world you make a movie, I mean, this into a musical? I don't get it. But I'm sure it went well, extremely well. You guys wouldn't have put it on. There is one part, though, I have to ask you about. And I think everybody pretty much knows the Carrie story. She goes to the prom, and John Travolta in the movie and some other knucklehead gal. I forget her name now, but they dump they dump pig's blood all over her and her gown. How did that how does that work on stage? Because you got to have perfect aim and you got to have somebody up there, and you know, I mean, it's how was that done?
It has been quite the challenge, and I know that they went through a few different ideas. What they've done is they have a bucket that is rigged, so nobody's actually, like, pulling a string and, you know, dumping it, but there's some cool lighting effects, and we actually dump water on Carrie instead of actual blood. Which it seems like it wouldn't quite work, but the way we do it, it's actually very effective. And she has her mark on the ground. She stands right under the bucket. The call, the cue is called, and it's Carrie. It's Carrie at the prom.
The performances start on the 30th, which is, I don't have my calendar. That's Thursday, right?
That's tomorrow, actually.
Tomorrow, okay. And they run through May the 3rd. Tell us about that. The times, and also how we can get some tickets.
All right. So it opens tomorrow, Wednesday, April 30th, and we'll run through Saturday, May 3rd. The performances will start at 7:30. And tickets, you can go online to mnstate.edu/theater, and you can find tickets that way. Or you can call the box office at 218-477-2271. Monday through Friday between 10:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. Or you can also come over to our lovely campus and come to the box office and purchase your tickets, as well as getting them at the door the night of a performance.
So once again, prom night is which performance?
Prom night will be Friday, May 2nd.
So wear your prom outfits. You have a photo opportunity, I hear.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And an actual king and queen, huh?
Yep, there will be.
Oh, it sounds like a lot of fun. Sounds like a lot of fun. Well, congratulations to you. I know you haven't put it on stage yet, but congratulations to you and also to Craig for putting this on. I'm sure it was a tremendous challenge. And once again, folks, that phone number is 477-2271. That's 218-477-2271 or mnstate.edu.theater. And if you need more details on that, you can give me a call here, too, and we'll pass that along to you again. So, Laurel, thank you so much for joining us here on KFGO. When's your next production? When are you acting next?
Actually, I'll be graduating in a couple of weeks, so I'm not sure when my next production will be.
Oh, you'll be on Broadway. That's where you'll be at, right?
Let's hope.
Okay. Laurel Schuessler from MSUM, thank you so much for joining us tonight here on KFGO. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.